glad I'm up above the court so the officials can't hear me railing on them. But, you know, it's something I might do tonight. We do have lots of basketball on the docket for you. Following this game will be a taped presentation of the Haynes versus Craig boys game. And then following that will be a tape-delayed presentation of the Skagway girls. Somewhere around 9 o'clock, expect that one to be on air. That game has concluded. I will not give away the ending for you. But it was a pretty exciting basketball game, and you guys can tune in at around 9 o'clock to hear the call by boys coach Scott Lynch. Got a chance to shoot around a little bit earlier today with some of the boys from the Heidelberg squad. Nice group of kids. And very good shooters. It rains a lot here in Heidelberg, and they have a lot of time in the gym to shoot the ball. So they do get a lot of shots up. And even the little kids from Heidelberg seem to be good shooters. Right? Heidelberg has the ball. Trout works it over to Nick. Nick's on the left-hand side. Gets back over to Trout, who's dribbling into the interior. Fouled by Danny Brady at the top of the key. It's just the fifth team foul so far on Skagway. So it will be a side out for Heidelberg. Warriors ball now on the right side. A little bit of a lack of communication between Peel and Trout, and ball goes out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball. 15-6 the score, 7:44 to go in the first half. Chito gets the ball into Danny Brady, right back over to Shinpoon. He's going to bring it across the court box. Porter gets it on the left, over to Danny Brady, who sees the seam, drives to the basket, his reverse layup no good, partially blocked by Eagle Staff, and ball comes down into the hands of Nick Nix, whose pass, interestingly enough, there were two people in line to catch the pass, Miramontes and Trout, and Miramontes let it go, and Trout thought Miramontes was going to catch it. It went off Trout's arm and out of bounds. So it goes back over to Skagway. Cody Shinway now with the ball on the right side. Gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle wants the work on Trout. Gets the shot up. It's blocked by Eagle Staff, but he gets it back. Tries to get it over to Stephen McKnight. Ball comes into the hands of Danny Brady. He fights for it. He puts up a jumper from 6 feet and knocks it down. Danny Brady with a bucket in the paint. 15-8 now the score. A travel by Trout. Not called. Ball goes back out to Nick Nix. He's up a three, and you can't leave Nick Nix alone. That guy will drain it from the three-point line. It does it. 18-8 the score now. A 10-point difference. Skagway down, and Kota Shindo's pass is picked off by Heidelberg, and it looks like Heidelberg, trying to force the action, turns the ball back over to Skagway. So a lucky break for Skagway on that one. Kota trying to force it into the interior with one of those rifle one-arm passes. An interesting trap look. They've got three defenders guarding Kota Shindo at half court. Skagway breaks it. Alex Ackerman underneath the basket after a misfire by Colton Belisle catches the rebound and puts it back in. That is a look that we probably won't see too much of from Heidelberg, a three-on-one. A shot now by Heidelberg, no good. Rebound comes down to Colton Belisle, and Shindo has it. Kota Shindo into the forecourt, takes an elbow jumper. Misses it off the rim. The rebound goes to Miramontes, who we won't say was over the back of Stephen McKnight, but got it from over the top of him anyway. Kota Shindo now launches a three-point basket of his own. No good. There for the rebound, Alex Ackerman off glass and back in. It is 18-12 now. Skagway has made their presence felt on this basketball court. Into the lane comes Nick Nix. His shot no good. Colton Belisle there for the rebound and stripped away by Nick. Nix tries to go back up and is fouled heavily on the play by Colton Belisle and will go to the line to shoot two. It is a physical basketball game in Heidelberg tonight. It is what we expected and more. A completely different officiating crew than we had last night. Both officials new to us. 5:39 to go in the half. Heidelberg leads 18-12 over Skagway. The visiting Panthers came out to a slow start. Heidelberg got out to a quick lead. 12-0, but Skagway has had the momentum ever since and has cut that lead to 12. Now, first shot up, no good by Nix. Second shot up, no good by Nix. Colton Belisle with the rebound. And it looks like maybe Heidelberg's cooled off a little bit. If it's very warm and muggy gym in Heidelberg. Over on the right-hand side, it goes to Alex Ackerman from about half feet. God, Lash would say that's the worst two-point shot in basketball, but it goes in, so it's not that bad a shot. 14 now the score. Knicks looking to drive into the interior, gets it over to Sanderson, back over to Miramontes, and back to Sanderson, back over to Miramontes. Now up top, then Miramontes left open. You can't leave him open either, but he does throw it off the back of the rim, and rebound comes down to Heidelberg. Knicks looking to drive into the interior, gets it inside, his shot no good. He gets his own rebound, a brilliant rebound by Nick Nix, puts it back up, and it goes in. He does draw the foul and will go to the to the free throw line, shooting for the old-fashioned three-point play. A great play by Nick Nix. Strong player for Heidelberg. Substitution now. It looks like Mike Cook will check in for the Panthers. Will replace Colt Belisle. Micah sets up on the low block. It'll be Micah Cook and Alex Ackerman on the low block. It looks like we've got Coda blocking out the shooter on this one. No need. That one goes in. Coda Shindo to inbound the ball to Ackerman and back over to Shindo. Coda brings the ball over half court. Wants to work a little bit on Nick. Blows by him with a beautiful crossover dribble. Another crossover dribble and a jump shot. Oh, around the rim. No good. Miramontes with the rebound. That was halfway down and it popped back out. After going through the spin cycle, quickly Sanderson into the lane, no good, gets his own rebound, throws it up, and they're going to call a foul on Stephen McKnight, and they're going to count the bucket to the mental dismay of Coach Scott Lash. Not so much upset with the officials at this point, just at his team for letting him get that rebound. 23-14 is the score. The free throw, no good. Rebound comes down into the hand of Eagle Staff, though. And Eagle Staff, oh, a nifty little up and under move. No good. Ball comes down into the hands of Miramontes. And Eagle Staff goes over the top of Coda Shindo to try and get that rebound. And foul is called on Michael Eagle Staff. That one was apparent from Kloak. 45 minutes. On a lovely scenic drive that we made yesterday, last night, at dusk. Coda Shindo now with the ball for Skagway, brings it into the lane, gets it knocked around a little bit, throws up a shot, a little bit wild, rebound comes down to Micah Cook, no good, is the putback by C.J. Dormito, who is now checked into the game, also no good. Skagway has the ball, trying to get the ball back out, and able to. A heady fight by Skagway. Gets the ball back out into the perimeter. And Coda now has it working on the right-hand side. Wants the dribble drive. Gets into the lane. Shoots. Rattles it around the rim. Off of the backboard. And in for two. 23-16. Now the score. Heidelberg up over Skagway. 3:38 to go with the game. In the half, I'm sorry. Nick Nix slices through the lane. A beautiful 50 dribble drive by Nick Nix. Coda still needs somebody to inbound the ball. Gets it over to Ackerman. Over to Coda. That was a nifty drive by Nick. Nick's in his nifty drive. I don't know. Skagway's working the ball around the perimeter a little bit. Coda sees an opening. Launches a three-point bomb. Knocks it down. Straightens it from deep. 25-19 now the score. Skagway keeping it within six. Nick, right back in your face, Coda. Brings the ball down and knocks down about a 24-foot three-point bomb. 28-19. Coda Shindo, right back at you, no good. Rebound goes to Alex Ackerman, puts it up, and count it for two. Skagway not giving an inch in this first half. 28-21 now the score. There is a timeout on the floor called by Heidelberg. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:48 to go. 28-21 the score. This first half has been full of contact. And it's a pretty exciting basketball. A lot of three-point shots going up. Coda's had the hot hand for Skagway. We'll get you some point totals here at the half. But some great rebounding also by Alex Ackerman. He's got several rebound putbacks tonight. And, he's playing a great brand of basketball, Skagway. Got to stay with this physical brand. C.G. Dormito in the game, Alex Ackerman. Got Coda Shindo, Stephen McKnight. Knight and Micah Cook all in the game. And Skagway forces a turnover, steals by Alex Ackerman, gets the ball over to Kota Shindo, who wants to work on the right-hand side of the court. And he feels the heat. He's dribbling a lot over there on the right-hand side of the court and pulls it back out. He is guarded by William Henry Peel. Picks up his dribble, gets it over to Cook. Cook looking to go into the interior, gets it over to C.J. Dormito. C.J. gets the ball back over to Kota. Kota wants to work over there in the corner, but there's nothing doing. He gets the ball back out to C.J. And C.J.'s pass a little too low to handle off of the shin of Micah Cook and out of bounds. 28-21 now with 2:09 to go in the first half. Nick has the ball, picks up his dribble, gets it over in the corner to Trout. Trout looking to get into the lane, passes it back out to Nick. Nick wants to work back over. Trout's open in the corner instead, feeds it down low to Alex Peel, gets it back out. And over to Trout. Ooh, Trout has an open lane to the basket. Nobody shut off the baseline, and he was able to get right to the basket and put it in for two more for Heidelberg. C.J. Dormito gets the ball, and a defender came up to guard him and threw him off the game. He traveled with the ball. Score is 30-21. Wyatt Belisle checks into the game now for C.J. and will play one of the guard positions. Quickly into the lane is Peel, no good. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook. And Kota Shindo has the ball now for Skagway, dribbling with the left hand on the left side. Wants to work it into the lane. Forces up a jump shot, is fouled on it. Of course, no call. And rebound comes down into the hands of Heidelberg. Trout has it now for Heidelberg, gets it up top to Nix. Nix takes a 23-foot jump shot, no good. And Heidelberg will be called for the push down low. Must have been quite a push by William Henry Peel. We're in the bonus situation. So it will be a 1-1 for Kota Shindo. Kota with the right position underneath the glass. Not able to corral the rebound because it was shoved out of the way by Peel. We'll go to the line. Shooting the front end of the 1-1. First shot up. No good. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds by Heidelberg. And they're going to call a push on Micah Cook, of course. An interesting call. So we'll go right back down and shoot the 1-1 on the other end of the court. Micah seemed to have pretty good position, seemed to be going straight up and down, but that's not how the officials thought. So going to the free throw line will be William Henry Peel. 1:12 left to go in the half. Peel's first shot is good, so he does get another one. 31-21 now the score. Peel's got an interesting headband. That's the look he's rocking. Pretty entertaining kid. Been around the gym a lot as we've been hunkered down just outside of the gym. Well, we're in the gym, but we're in classrooms up above the gym. Kota Shindo inbounds the ball now to Alex Ackerman. Ackerman brings the ball up into the forecourt. On the left-hand side, gets into a double-team situation and turns the ball over, and on the turnover, they call a foul off Alex Ackerman. And it's 4 now to play in the half. Nick going to the free throw line. Nick Nix is the senior, along with Joseph Hilaire and William Henry Peel for Heidelberg. Nick Nix, his first shot up and good. Three seniors, two of them see minutes. Significant minutes, although Hilaire is in right now. Nick Nix's second shot off the front of the rim, no good. Right there for the rebound, though, is Peel. William Henry Peel gets the rebound. A fight for the ball. Now in the corner, Micah Cook picks up the ball, gets it over to Shindo. Shindo with 52 seconds left to go on the clock, brings it up into the forecourt. Sees an opening for a three-point shot, takes it just off the rim and out. No good. 43 seconds now left on the clock for Heidelberg. And you can bet that they will run this clock down and get one shot. Nope. Yep. That is senior. senior leadership at the guard position right there, and that's what Nick Nix does so well. Takes the ball. He had an opening, and he decided not to do it. He took the ball, and he's got it out on the perimeter now. He and Trout are playing a little two-man game up top. Gets it over in the other side to Sanderson. Back over to Trout. Trout up top now working against Wyatt Belisle. Nifty dribble by Trout. Gets the ball back over to Nix. Nix on the right-hand side. We've got 8 seconds now. It's time to move. Hilaire takes the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook, and Micah Cook is fouled on the play. That's the best-case scenario for Skagway on this. William Henry Peel picks up another foul, and we get free throw attempts with 3.2 seconds left to go on the clock. Micah Cook can cut this deficit back down to single digits. It is now 32-21. A couple of free throws here by Cook will bring it back down to a 9-point game. Not much time on the clock left for Heidelberg to go full court. So it looks like we've got something brewing here for Skagway. Micah Cook's first shot up and good. Drink. No doubt about that one as soon as it left his hand. Scott Lesh employing his team. Don't foul. That's my best Scott Lesh. Don't foul. Second shot up by Cook. No good. Rebound comes over to Kota Shindo. His shot at the buzzer. Off glass. No good. No good. Boy, they had an opportunity to make it a 4-point play. We will settle for a 10-point deficit at halftime. 32 for Heidelberg, 22 for the Skagway Panthers.